Hello and welcome to our daily readings in the book of Mark. Today I am reading from Mark 12, verse 28 to 34. Let's pray. Father God, we love you so much, Lord Jesus. And as we're going to learn from this passage, it really is all about love, loving you and loving others. So help us today, challenge us where we need to be challenged, fill us with your love, Holy Spirit, that we might love God and others more, in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's read the scriptures. One of the teachers of the law came and heard them debating. Noticing that Jesus had given them a good answer, he asked him, "Of all the commandments, which is the most important?" "The most important one," answered Jesus, "is this: Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind and with all your strength. The second is this: Love your neighbour as yourself. There is no commandment greater than these."
"Well said, teacher," the man replied. "You're right in saying that God is one and there is no other but him. To love him with all your heart, with all your understanding, with all your strength, and to love your neighbour as yourself is more important than all burnt offerings and sacrifices." When Jesus saw that he had answered wisely, he said to him, "You are not far from the kingdom of God." And from then on, no one dared ask him any more questions. In this section of Mark, we are seeing Jesus getting asked question after question after question by leaders that are opposed to him and his ministry. He's just answered a Sadducee. They're like the establishment of the time, and they don't believe in the resurrection. He'd answered that question well. And now a teacher of the law, a Pharisee, comes to him. Those guys loved the law. I mean, they just loved identifying all the rules and commands of the Old Testament. They'd written the Talmud, which increased the number of laws and rules. They were treating the Old Testament like a rule book. And they loved pitting one law against the other. And so this question from this Pharisee, what's the most important commandment, is a key one for him. And Jesus, interestingly, chooses two, but says that they are one. The most important one, Jesus says, is this. And then he gives the two commandments. And the first one is the Shema. It's from Deuteronomy 6, verse 4 and 5. It's to love the Lord your God with every fibre of your being. And interestingly, Jesus adds in with all your mind, you know, all our thinking too. And then he adds in Leviticus 19, 18, to love others as yourself. And in a sense, those two clearly fulfill the whole of the Ten Commandments, the first five about God and the second five about how we interact with others. If we love God and love people, that's it, isn't it? And so it boils down to love. The Pharisees aren't very good at that. They love nitpicking and arguing. And what we learn about love from this passage is that love is all-consuming. Love him with all your heart, all your soul, all your mind, all your strength. Love your neighbours as yourself. And they are the most important commandment. You know, loving God and loving others around us is the bee's knees. It's just it, isn't it? It's the thing that we're meant to do. They're inseparable. And so the Pharisee realises, you know, that's a good answer. You know, well done, one God. And he uses some scriptures to back up his argument that, yes, Jesus has answered well. And then Jesus says, having seen that he'd answered wisely, he says to him, "You are not far from the kingdom of God." And you've got to wonder, is that a good thing or a bad thing? Is it a good thing or a bad thing that he's not far from the kingdom of God? I mean, you know, we say something like the long jumper, his jump was not far from the world record. Well, he's not got the world record. He's missed it. It's not far, but, you know, a miss is as good as a mile. And at the start of Mark's gospel, in verse 15 of chapter 1, Jesus says, "The kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe." Now, this fella, in understanding that we need to love God with every fibre of our being and love others as ourselves, is not far from the kingdom of God, but he's not made it yet. It's not at hand for him because he hasn't repented and believed. He hasn't turned to Jesus and trusted Jesus. He hasn't realised that his own works are not good enough and will never make it. And he needs to turn from the good works and turn to Jesus. And he hasn't believed, you know, Jesus hasn't died yet at this point, but he hasn't believed in Jesus is the Messiah. And that is the vital thing, that we love God and we love others out of the fact that Jesus loves us, died for us, and we turn to him and believe in him. So today, let's pray. Father God, help us, Lord Jesus. We thank you so much for your gospel that saves us from our own works and saves us from our own mess and brings us into that wonderful place of knowing you, Jesus. We have repented and we've believed in you. And now, Lord, we know that we can love you with every fibre of our being. We can love our neighbours as ourselves. Help us to put that into practice, to be loving in everything that we do towards you and towards those around us today. God, may we be a blessing to others today. In Jesus' name, amen.